And another Friday morning, and guys are still getting injured. That's why we bring in Dr. Mark Plumbee of First Settlement Orthopedics for another injury of the week. And Dr. Plumbee, a little bit of a vacation for you, and we're back at it as baseball is underway, and this time we are talking hamstrings, and we were talking about Matt McLennan specifically, a repeat offender now, repeat guest on the show, so to speak. Also found out Alexis Diaz, the Reds closer, also on the mend with a hamstring injury, and the hamstring, fortunately, I've never had this injury, so I don't know exactly what it feels like.
You don't want this, Sean. I've been down this road plenty of times. It can be a painful injury, you know, wide spectrum from strain to an actual pull tear. What McLean's probably dealing with is just a minor strain. We see hamstring injuries all the time, and the most common location where it occurs is at the muscle, in the muscle fibers, or at the musculotendinous junction. Sometimes, rarely, does the tendon pull off the bone. Those are the big bad ones. But I think what McLean's dealing with is just a minor strain of probably the muscle or the musculotendinous junction.
What is it that eventually causes that? Is it an overuse? Is it improper or not enough stretching? Just sort of one of those bad luck kind of things that happens?
More so bad luck, or it could be inadequate prehab or not warming up appropriately. And we talked in the past how to reduce strains of muscle tendons and getting a good dynamic warm-up where you're really warming up the muscles to do what they're going to do in activity. You know, McLean, he's kind of repeat offenders we talked about. There could be an aspect of where, you know, a whole year of recovery, he wasn't doing all that he normally does competing at that high level. So he might have been a slightly deconditioned and trying to do those things that he was doing previously could have set up for injury. Or, you know, I often think that I fall in this category. Some people are genetically different. Some people are genetic beasts. Like you see Tom Brady, he's 40. Aaron Rodgers, 40 in his career. You know, they've had some injuries, but they've able to have a long, extensive career despite a lot of small injuries. I myself, repeat offender, could be McLean. You know, he's just as somebody who's genetically susceptible, not created as good as somebody else, and is more prone to injuries.
Dr. Mark Plumbee here with us, another injury of the week. And as we talk about the hamstring, man, I think about actually that Guardians White Sox game from Wednesday as Mike Talkman of the White Sox is coming home, pulls a hammy, it would have appeared, rounding third, and is tagged out to end the game. I've never seen an injury like that happen before, where a guy's rounding third and just comes up lame. That was a pretty wild, I guess, example of a hamstring just giving out on somebody. Does hydration at any point?
Absolutely.
I was wondering how did, because we haven't maybe talked about it as much as we should have. Where does hydration play a role in all this?
Here's what you have to consider. When we use our muscles, build up lactic acid, other byproducts of just the cycle of using energy and converting it. So you get waste, and the body has to dispose of that waste. So if the hydration, what's important is hydrating the muscles and kind of diluting down the waste products, which can, if they're at a high, you know, a lower dilution, they're more concentrated, that can set you up for soreness and eventual injuries. So hydration does play a critical aspect in muscle injuries as well as your overall health.
Interesting. Now, does that play into, to link this to something else? I've heard when you get a massage or something like that, like a deep tissue, it works that out, and you're supposed to hydrate right to like a ton to wash it out.
Yeah, when you're getting that deep tissue massage, you're breaking up some of the scar tissue, trying to mobilize that lactic acid, so you'll have an increase in some of those byproducts with a deep tissue massage. That's why they really educate you when you're done, you need to stay hydrated, stay loose.
Interesting stuff, interesting stuff. And every week it's another interesting conversation with Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics. Real quick here, what kind of on the same line here before we wrap up, does having a little extra fat on players help prevent this? I know that was a thing I used to hear that, the bigger guys back in the day didn't get injured as much. Now, granted, I also think a byproduct of that was those bigger guys like that probably weren't doing things or even trying some of the things athletically that we see guys do today.
I think you hit it right there is, bigger guys, they might not be exerting their muscles to the point where somebody who's more explosive because they're not carrying that weight are. Uh-huh. So that, there's no known entity of obesity or larger individuals being more susceptible because of their size. However, patients who are larger might have a tendency to have more injuries from a fall standpoint just because they're heavier.
That's interesting stuff. And Mark, we always appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time on a Friday.
Problem.
Glad to have you back. And
thanks for having me.
Excellent every week. Thank you so much. Hey, we'll get back to it on a Friday morning on local radio.